Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Know that life is a gamble all along. Winners or losers, you keep rolling on.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. John Audette is our guest. He's founder of 406 Strategies, Inc. 406, the number, 406strategies.com is the website. John, I'm proud of the work you're doing. You're helping small businesses get their online strategy developed, and we appreciate that.
Well, like I said before, it's my tribe. We hand out free bumper stickers that say, local and small business are the fabric of community in America. Well, and we really believe that.
No question about it. And I'll tell you something, the economy is not going to turn around until small business has some confidence about the future.
Well, that's right. And all the ups and downs of the market this week and the talk about the possibility of a double dip. And I'll tell you, in a sort of macabre way, that amuses me, the double dip, because local and small businesses, I mean, they can't see a double dip because they haven't seen a move up yet.
Right, right, yeah.
I don't even call it a recession in small and local business. I call it a depression.
In some places it is like that. Yeah, that's right. So let's talk about. By the way, you're going to be speaking at an event next month that I wanted to mention. You want to give those guys a plug?
Yeah, it's called the Small Business Survival Summit.
Right,
and it's in Baltimore, Maryland. It's got a long list of sponsors. They've got 2,500 to 3,000 people signed up already to attend. The keynote speaker is Rudy Giuliani. I'm speaking. I'm leading two sessions there. One is on ROI, and another is on differentiating between local search marketing and traditional organic SEO marketing.
So, folks, check it. It's in Baltimore next month. A Small Business Survival Summit. So you can find it. You can Google that and see what they say. And so,
yep.
John, good for you. I'm glad you're going there. Let's talk to us to some more about, wrap up our conversation on how to get the most out of our activity online.
Well, I think with all this that's going on, that market size overall is shrinking a little bit for local and small business. And what I wanted to leave with today was to say, this is a time to step up. You know, I've always been offensively minded, and I don't think there's a better time to market than during a downtime. Because, you know, God bless our competition, our brothers and sisters, but we want a bunch of their customers. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are scared, and a lot of them, I mean, you want to nuke all your expenses that you possibly can, but you don't want to nuke your marketing expense. Keep it down, you know, maybe you can lower it a little bit, but make it more intelligent, make it more effective, because this is a great time to go out and capture market share. You know, if it used to be a 10-pound pie and you had 20% of it, you had 2 pounds. Your slice mm-hmm. was 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a 7-pound pie now, if you can increase your market share to 30%, you've got more market share than you had before. You've
mm-hmm.
got 2.1 pounds of pie.
Mm-hmm.
And your competition, a lot of them are just kind of throwing in the towel on marketing. And so don't spend more on marketing, but keep your marketing budget going, but do it smart. Do it intelligently.
Well, and it does, with all the different options available and all the different generations consuming media in all the different ways, it is a little trickier today. I mean, we talked about Yellow Pages earlier, which is an old way of advertising, marketing. We talked about Facebook, which is a brand new way of marketing, and so you've got newspaper, radio, television, cable, billboards, direct marketing, the online social media stuff, etc. There are all those options, and none of them are wrong, but you got to find the right mix for your profile of customer wherever they are. You've got to be there, don't you?
You have to be there, and you have to know what's working and what's not. And you have to have the right tools to do that, and those tools are available. You know, I hate to say it, but they're available from yours truly. But so you need to take the time to get up to speed on the latest things that are available, particularly on the internet, you know, or engage the services of a professional firm, because knowledge is power.
Right.
And you know, basically, I don't know how much time we have left.
None.
I can tell you one concrete example.
Very quickly, you've got 15 seconds.
Okay, well, there's not enough time, you know, get smarter about your marketing. Don't reduce your marketing. Get smarter about it. And it's a great time to go out and capture additional market share.
Well said, John. John Audette, ladies and gentlemen, 406strategies.com is the website. John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. John Audette, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.